Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show. This is Patty Black and Sherry. We are back bringing the good news to you. I want to thank all of you listeners for being part of the action with us. We have so many positive emails that I want to thank you. We have a lot of stories to share with you. And keep sending them in. We want to hear from you. Pick up the phone and call us. Reach out. Also, we would love for you to spread the word to your friends because this Good News Show is growing and people are just enjoying it. And we want to keep it going. Right now, we are in the early part of the Living Large series. This is week number 3. In week number 1, we had Finding Your Purpose. Week number 2, we had Living Your Passion. Now, this is week number 3. The topic is inner strength and alignment with your purpose. We have a lot of information for you today. Later on in the show, we will have a fabulous guest. We have Yogi Amrit Desai, who's going to come on and talk to you about what he's doing. He has he's a recognized authority on yoga and holistic living. He developed a methodology on altered the popular notion of yoga as a physical discipline and reintroduced a spiritual dimension to the practice of Hatha yoga. Through the Amrit method, you invoke the presence of the spirit that turns your body into a temple and your heart into the sanctuary of the soul. So stay tuned. He will be on from 6:30 to 7 a.m. this morning. And I am here with Sherry. Are you online with us?
I am. Good morning, Patty, and good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
It's so good to be with you all this morning. We've really enjoyed doing this show, and we've gotten so many great responses. We've met so many new people that are so excited about what we're doing, which really gives us a lot of knowledge that we're right on the right path here with what we need to be talking about. First step towards change is awareness, and the second step is acceptance. And we are talking about, you know, the series is living your life large and getting excited about your life. And what purpose is finding out our purpose can ignite our spirit. It will give us meaning to our life. Purpose is the why we are here, and what is our special calling. It gives us the drive to continue, no matter what our challenges are. And with this week, just to go back a little bit about, you know, what we were talking about in our first week on devote yourself to your purpose and find what your purpose is, one of the things I've talked about is to each day visualize 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes at night. What visualizing is putting it's following your dream. It's putting a theater screen in your mind and sitting back and creating that picture of what you want and how you want to create your life into your vision. So this is the movie of your life, and you are dreaming and thinking and visualizing and creating the life that you want and what your purpose is. You will get clear as you center yourself and go into visualization.
And I just wanted to say, when you are creating that movie, make it colorful. Don't make it like a drab color or black and white color. Add flavor to it. Add color. Add music. Add action. Make it the best that you can because it's your life.
Exactly. And
you have the power to do it.
Yes. That's true. And that's it. This is living your life large. This is big. You know, this is really coming from what is it that you want. And what I like to do is visualize and affirm. This tool has helped me so much. I read a book many, many, many years ago on affirmations, and it started me on that path of talking about what I want as it's already happening. It's fake it till you make it kind of thing. You know, see it, affirm it to be true. To affirm is to say something like it's already happening. And we can begin by repeating our beliefs so often that we internalize them. And as these thoughts become embedded into our subconscious, they will begin to manifest themselves in our lives. And affirmation opens the door to good things coming our way and to the good things that are already there.
That's nice.
So, you know, I really, I've always been very big in working with affirmations. And so that's it. And, you know, to continue to be grateful. Living in a state of gratefulness is probably the greatest gift that we can receive. There is always something to be grateful for, you know, remembering that it's an attitude of gratitude. And, you know, I find that as long as I, for myself, no matter what is going on in my life, if I come back to how grateful I am, anything that's going on doesn't seem to be so important. And sometimes I'll write down, you know, like a list of 10 things that I'm grateful for. And I can, in looking, you know, when you're looking at that list, you're reconnecting and you're reaffirming what you're grateful for. And it turns anything that is negative into positive. You're accepting that whatever your situation is, you are exactly where you need to be. And we're coming from gratefulness. It just opens up the whole world to incredible abundance. And
so the way they two connect is if you're grateful and you have that frame of mind or peace of mind, it allows you to open up your channels to really define your purpose and focus on what makes you happy because you have that clear channel.
Yes, that's what happens. You're just so aligned with what your purpose is that you are opening up the channels to accept more and to accept what is coming to you.
Living your passion, once you find your purpose, you move on to start living it. How do you do that?
Well, you get your inner strength, you become centered with your inner strength and you're aligned with your purpose. So, you know, the key to developing your inner strength is to integrate your soul's essence because it comes from our soul's alignment and integration with our purpose. Interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I have found that, you know, inner strength comes when we take our egos ranting and raving and we don't take it so seriously. You know, we get caught up in that, this is what you got to do. This is what you got to do. And, you know, you just can't take it so seriously. Our ego will view our situations in life as better or worse than others.
Mm-hmm.
But in the truth, all of our circumstances are what we need to be experiencing, and it's just the way it is to evolve into our consciousness to fulfill our soul's purpose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I find that in developing our inner strength comes when we develop our connection with our inner self and quit comparing ourselves to others. You know, we really don't need to be in that place. We are so in tune with our inner self.
Well, it's when we're comparing ourselves to others or to the external, we're causing conflict within ourselves, and that conflict prevents us from growing. And if you can make that conflict go away, it really evolves from previous experience. So it's our reaction in a conflicting way that prevents us from growing. And that's when you have your inner strength, you're actually combating that conflict so that you open up your channel to really find your inner strength and live your purpose.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. True happiness doesn't come from the outside. You know, and neither does strength. It's a total inside job. Developing our inner strength takes time and patience, because it takes time and patience to discover the truth of who we are. And, you know, a conflict between our inner and outer selves comes when we're off-centered with our focus in life, and that is what aligns us to our purpose. So when we're off-center from our higher truth, we tend to become defensive. You know, if we sense a threat to our belief about who we think we are, you know, and we're usually, that belief is the outer direction in some way. So when we're aligned with who we are, we stand in our truth. And, you know, we're like solid as a rock. We are so solid. And, you know, we have an inner knowing that comes from our heart and soul. So it's really when we're able to speak from our higher truth, ultimately, as we speak from that inner strength, it comes from a connection with our infinite self, and then we create positive change that's aligned with our purpose. And
well,
that,
go ahead.
And that is what is truly bringing us into our alignment. So,
well, I think this is a very important step in the Living Large series. This is where you start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you found your purpose. You're living your passion by being in the frame of mind, waking up with that excitement. And now you need the muscle to do it.
Well put.
So I'm happy to be at this week. I love this part of the Living Large series. Listeners, we want to hear from you. So pick up the phone and give us a call at 347-324-5983. Share with us. We want some input. We would love to hear your positive stories, good news. Also, you can send us an email at thegoodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's GoodnewsShow@yahoo.com. Send in some words of wisdom. Send in some stories, experience. We just want to share good news with people. You are listening to Patty Black on The Good News Show in Miami, Florida, the magic city, and I am here with Sherry.
Hi, everybody. I want to say thank you to Mick. He has a show called Secrets of Life, Secrets to Life, actually, and he's coming from Australia. So if you want to hear a really good show, you want to tune in to The Secrets to Life. Mick has some very, very interesting speakers on his show, and you're really going to – we had a really great chat with him. So if you listen to his last show, you'll see that you have a little interaction with Patty and I on his show, and it was – thank you, Mick, for that. It was really great.
He's a great guy.
Yeah. We love to listen to him and catch up on all his good news and good things that he's doing with his show. So, you know, and all we have to do is ask, you know, and it will be revealed to us. So what our purpose is. And, you know, it looks different for everyone because each one of us has a purpose that is unique to the other.
And that's the exciting part about it.
Right. We don't have to be like anybody else. You know, we all have an inner knowing of what we're doing, where we're going, and when we're in alignment with that, we feel really true to ourselves, and we are coming from our truth. And, you know, we have the inner awareness and the strength that takes appropriate action, you know, and we have to honor our past. And honor each other's path, because not everyone is on that same path. And we may be in conversation or relationships with people that are on a path that we may not agree on. But that is certainly what they need to do to be rediscovering who they are and what their lessons are. And everybody is going to have a different lesson. And sometimes that's the hard part of being with friends, being in a relationship with someone that you see them going on a path that is certainly not one that you would be picking for them or that you would be choosing to go on. But that is kind of, you're able to let go and let go with love and let them follow their path and their passion. You know, and that's it. I want to thank everybody for all the emails that we've been getting. We have really had some great response. We have some incredible interviews coming up. And we also, we've been getting a lot of emails from listeners that are telling us a few things that they want to hear about. And we like that. So write in, let us know what's on your mind. Let us know if there's something that you want to talk about, you want to hear us talk about, and we'll be glad to bring that to you. I want to say that we always want to let you know to live simply, love generously, care deeply, and speak kindly. And you know, I always have to go back to gratitude and let you know that when you start your day with gratefulness, all you have to really say in the morning is thank you, and that's enough. And you will notice that, you know, I just heard something the other day that is really profound, and it's about worry. We all have things that are going on in our life that, you know, bring us some worry. We have a lot of things that we really have a reason to worry about. You know, there's a lot of things going on in the world and with each one of us, the economy and things that are just going on that we're all dealing with, whether it's stressful relationships. And I heard something that really was clear to me about putting down, writing a letter that I am taking a step in not worrying. I am writing a contract with myself to not worry and totally putting that out there. There is nothing to worry about when you look at it. When you really bring yourself into the present moment, everything is okay. And, you know, you can, whatever is going on each time, and sometimes we have to do it a couple times a day, and we have to keep bringing ourselves back to that present moment that we are in. Wherever our feet are, that is where we are, and that is where our center is. And we have to get back in touch with that center. And as you'll hear from Yogi Dasan also, just getting back in touch with your breath. And when you're listening to the voices inside. You know, when the voices inside become louder than the voices outside, that's really a great place to be.
That's where you've achieved.
I know. And so just a little bit to finish up on, you know, in honoring each other's path. When we do this with love, we allow them also to align with what their life purpose is. And it's a beautiful thing to let go with love and allow each other to become the best that they can be. And I feel that that is really true love. We're not taking hostages or controlling others to live your life the way you want them to live. We're living each day with a loose garment and going with the flow.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think part of having inner strength and being in alignment with your purpose is really focusing on yourself and making your life the best it can be. And if you focus on other people's lives and try to form somebody else, you're depleting your energy from doing what you need for yourself. So it's good to be a friend. It's good to guide people, but the priority is focusing on your purpose. And it's so important. It changes your life. Mm-hmm. So, listeners, I just want to recap. Week one is finding your purpose. Do some soul searching. Write that list. spend time with yourself, learn about your interests, and focus on what your the gifts are that you hold inside that you can share. Then the second week is living your passion. So once you have your purpose, you want to live your passion. Get excited about your life. Get up in the morning. Think about it. Put it into your every day, into your step. Get that gust in your step. Get up and go. Go, go, go. And now we have inner strength and alignment with your purpose, which is, you know, stay tuned to who you really are. Listen to that deep voice. Listen to the low voice in your mind, because that's where your inner wisdom is. And you need to have that with you throughout every day. We have a caller coming in online. Let's see if I can pick up this call. Good morning. You're on the Good News Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. And who do we have online with us?
This is Zena.
Zena, good morning. It's so good to hear from you
this
morning.
Hello, Zena. Hello. Hello, ladies. It's good to hear you. Talk up as loud as you can, Zena, so we can all hear you. Okay, great. So I love your show. It's just so wonderful. It's so stimulating and such great information, and it's a wonderful way to live life. All your information has been incredible, and I thank you for that.
Oh, thank you, Zena.
You know, I know we've talked about being a star in your own life, and I know you, Zena, are a star in your own life. Tell us what is going on with you now.
Well, you know, so many changes. It's so exciting because every day I don't know what the day is going to bring, and it's become such an exciting way to live my life. You know, I made a change. I moved after 45 years of doing the same trade of life, being a hairdresser. I asked for guidance to give me a direction of opening up something new for me. I was just feeling stagnant. And, you know, I asked for that guidance, and a door opened up, and an opportunity came to me. And I moved to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, and it's been incredible. And, you know, I went there, and, you know, what's been amazing for me is that I learned a new language. You know, these are things that I think, you know, started my mind going, my all the juices in my body flowing, just, you know, getting interest, learning Spanish, learning new different ways of life, learning different things, having those interests, really keeping busy. And you know, that was amazing for me. Changing everything. I went over there and I changed things in creating wholesome habits, good physical condition, things that you ladies are talking about, you know, a conscious mind of, you know, keeping all the things that I'm doing. I just changed everything, and just keeping my heart open, keeping my opportunities available to come in. You know, I have so much faith, and that's been a major thing. You know, just having the faith that there is things opening up for me. I don't know what it is, and that's part of the excitement of life. You know, just being unaware. I used to be the kind of person that I needed to know what the next step was going to be today. Just living with the excitement of allowing life to open up to me without me being in charge and directing the traffic is just so exciting, because I don't know, and every day something wonderful keeps happening, you know. So that's what I've been doing. Many things have come up, you know. I've had disappointments there, different things that I've created. I became a real estate agent. I love my business. It's the most exciting thing I've ever done, being there, creating dreams, fulfilling dreams for people that are looking for a second home. It's been very exciting putting all this together. And in the same time, I've had disappointments, things that fell through. But, you know, I took them as not disappointments but lessons. And that's where I think the difference of my outlook. you know, I could have taken everything as like and got weighed down with it. And no, I change my thoughts. I keep that focus.
Mm-hmm.
So these are lessons. I learned so much from each thing. You know, I've been in a relationship for 13 years, and my relationship ended. Now, you know, there's a higher power out there that has a different direction for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you talked about this, Sherry, letting go with love. I let go with love. You know, I could have taken this and been so boggled down that I couldn't even be living in my own body. But no, I take it as doors are opening. There's a new life. There's an excitement. You know, it's not what you do with what happens to you in life. It's what you do with it. You know, it's how you create. You know, you can just take all these different things and be completely boggled down, but no, you turn it around. You think positive. There's a great world opening up. You know,
It sounds like you're looking at the good things that happened, and you're not focusing on any of the negative, and you've been able to go out and take risks, and you're living your life large. You are the role model for a lot of people out there. So thank you for what you're saying, and please continue.
And it also sounds like you're embracing things with love, because those disappointments, it could put one in a frame of mind where they want to give up and you know, change everything again. But you're embracing it with love and accepting each day as a gift.
Absolutely. You know, some people live in, you know, in just resentment and jealousy and envy and hate and self-pity and, you know,
and
that's
anger.
Not living. And anger, that is just not living. But humility and love and patience and honesty and forgiveness and trust, these are the things that move us forward. Positive thinking, these are clean thinking. You know,
mm-hmm.
always looking good. You know, I wake up in the morning. I don't know what my day is going to bring, but I wake up every day and start my day with, you know, making myself look good. I feel good. I feel good about myself, and I start my day that way. And then I'm ready for anything. You know, that's a big thing. You know, and another thing about, you know, living your life. It's like, you know, you can't blame yourself if you can't blame anyone but yourself if you stumble twice over the same stone. You know, you learn from each little thing, you embrace it, and you move on. You know, it's not getting stuck. And that's it. Just whatever comes your way. Thank
mm-hmm.
you. Thank you for this lesson, you know. And another great thing that I think it's really wonderful that I've learned, you know, doing good things for other people are just a wonderful thing. And one of the things that I've learned that really make a difference in my life, doing these things, good turns for other people in secret, without it being found out that you did this.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's great, Gina. We talked about that last week.
You know, that's what really, it's great. You know, that was a big lesson for me, because I always loved, you know, I loved the fanfare and the hoopla and, oh, look what I did.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about what I did. And that's my latest lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And I've loved that.
Well, every living being is a stream of love. And so let us allow someone else to taste our love.
Absolutely.
And forgiveness. Forgiveness is when we forgive ourselves first, and, you know, when we forgive others, we're opening up that door. Forgiveness is the key to freedom. So that also is very, very important in being able to be the best that you can be and move forward.
Yes. And, you know, having the faith, I ask today thank my higher power for the faith, to keep having that faith, because knowing I never fall back on that. I know that there is a incredible world out there for me just waiting to happen. You know,
yeah,
and when you
it's a journey
like that, it is so exciting. You can't wait. I remember the days I used to, I can't wait to wake up and look forward to what the day is going to bring, you know? And I just, one of the things, no matter what comes my way, I keep that tunnel vision. I keep the tunnel vision and my focus of my direction and the attitude of that positive attitude, turning everything around. It's all how you, the words you speak, how you look at everything. So, you know, it's faith.
Thank you. Thank you, Zena. You have given us so much to think about.
You're just a good example of somebody who is living large. You have inner strength that is so strong, and you sound great. You sound great. I'm just...
We really thank you for being with us today, Zena. You've put it all, you've captured everything that we've been talking about and put it out there very beautifully. Thank you.
I just want to tell the listeners, just have the courage to change.
Beautiful.
Just have the courage to change, and that's all I have to say.
Ah, that's beautiful. Thank you for calling in, Zena. We love hearing from you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. You
thank
too.
You.
So, listeners, that was Zena from Mexico. We love when she calls in. Now we are getting ready to listen to our guest. We have Yogi Desai, and I want you to stay tuned. We have a 30-minute interview for you, and he captures the essence of inner strength and alignment with your purpose.
Hello?
Hello? Yogi Desai?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, you've reached the Good News Show. Listeners, I'd like to introduce you to Yogi Desai. He is a world-renowned yoga master, a seminar leader, and an author in the field of yoga, meditation, and holistic living. Yogi Desai is one of the first to introduce yoga into this country. He began teaching in 1960 and is the founder of one of the largest yoga and health centers in America. Yogi Desai, we welcome you to the show and want to thank you for sharing us and our listeners.
Hello, and this is Sherry. I want to welcome you also. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
It's wonderful to be with you both, Patty and Sherry.
So, Yogi Desai, could you please tell our listeners how you got started in yoga?
Yes, when I first came to America, I was living in Philadelphia International House as a student, actually. And they had a international festival where I participated as a representative from India. And after I showed it, so many newspapers got so interested in what I had said about yoga, and it was fascinating to them, so they really encouraged me. So that's when I started teaching yoga in Philadelphia in 1960.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That's great. That was a great start for you. I'm from Philadelphia myself.
Uh-huh.
As you began teaching yoga, at some point it evolved into Kripalu yoga and then into Amrit method.
Yes, I know. Then when I started teaching, I gave up my career as a designer in 1966, and I started teaching full-time yoga. I started in Philadelphia area and surrounding area. And by 1971, I had one of the largest yoga society of Pennsylvania, had 150 yoga classes every week. And I had trained 50 yoga teachers. So from there, then I went to a retreat place in Pennsylvania. I started a Kripalu Yoga Center in Pennsylvania, about 30 miles outside of Philadelphia. And that grew so big, and then I started another ashram in Reading, Pennsylvania. that was too small, so then I moved to the Massachusetts, where it grew to be one of the largest. It was called Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health, and we had almost 350 full-time volunteer staff. And we were able to accommodate 300 guests, so it was almost like an amazing size that got started.
Mm-hmm. Now, is the Yoga Nidra a continuation? How is that different?
Now, that is yoga. That is where I started in the beginning. And at that time when I started, there was hardly any yoga. In 1960s, people didn't know what it was. And people who came to my classes, they were afraid to show somebody that they were going to yoga. So they would hide themselves. Now it has changed. Now they will go out of their way to show they are practicing yoga. So it has changed a lot. So I started with yoga, and the Yoga Nidra came later on. Yoga that I teach is of a very unique style that is not taught anywhere else. Because today, what has become popular about yoga is only physical discipline or physical, that is, yoga is practiced as a physical exercise, which minimizes the power of yoga to its lowest level. So what I teach is very unique. That's why it has become so popular. The yoga that I started teaching, I called it Kripalu Yoga, and then now I call it Amrit Yoga. So it became so big and so widely adopted and accepted that today we must have trained almost 5,000 yoga teachers in the system that I developed. And they teach in around 37 countries around the world. So it became very, very, people found it that this yoga is not just about how to manage the flexibility of the body or losing weight alone, but go to the deeper level, which produces the stress that happens in a mental, through the mental irritations and emotional reactions, fear and attachment, guilt and blame and shame, all those areas. So this yoga that I teach actually gives you an access to the next level of meditative approach that allows you to manage not just your body, but also your mental and emotional reactions that arise. So you are actually cultivating consciousness through the practice of physical practice of yoga that I teach. So as a result, this yoga could be practiced that doesn't emphasize the flexibility. It is focused on how to develop the consciousness that gives you an access to recognize that you are creating stress on a mental or emotional level and interrupt it or dismantle it. And there are very powerful techniques in yoga, like breathing and meditative choiceless awareness, that allows you to let go of to those things that you usually react to. Hello?
Is that what you'd refer to as the posture of consciousness?
Yes, that is the name I have given. The posture of consciousness. It is not just physical. So the consciousness manifests on two levels. So on an external level and internal level. So most people practice yoga only on a physical level. So they miss the whole other internal level. So what they do is they are practicing yoga, but they think yoga is about flexibility. So they put all their attention on how to go deeper into the posture, and they do get some physical benefits, but they do not work on their unconscious emotional patterns, habits, and internal conflicts that they do not know how to manage. So this approach actually helps people to take the practice of yoga to the virus application level on their therapeutic impact. Because people have found amazing, amazing changes in their life, in their relationships, with their family, with their children, with their husband, with their wife. Because here you learn how to manage your interpersonal relationship, or as well as how to face the challenges you encounter in your personal life, professional life, social life, family life. So it covers everything.
Mm-hmm. That's what's so exciting about the yoga nidra that you're doing, because most people think that they're just coming to yoga to do postures, and there's just so much more to be able to get your inner strength and come from the strength within.
Yes, you rehearsed everything I said. Just that's perfect recount of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why everywhere I go, I travel all over the world and teach everywhere. So that is because people find when they hear me and when they practice the yoga that I teach, they're immediately find out that they knew there was more to yoga than what they had practiced or they had heard or what they had read. Even some of the people who just read the superficial books that are published as a physical yoga, and they don't know that the yoga is a way of life. It's not just 1 hour discipline you practice on a yoga mat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So
exactly. I want to get you down to Miami so that we can get you here.
Absolutely. Miami, I come to Fort Lauderdale and areas like that.
Well, that's close enough. We'll be there.
Yes.
The one thing I'm curious about is, with this method, is it something that you can take with you throughout the day when you're not sitting and meditating and actually going through the practice of it?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And that is what I focus on, because what good is learning something that is only works on a yoga mat and then doesn't work anywhere else?
Mm-hmm.
And that has no value to me. That is why this yoga is, I have developed the techniques so that when you are on a yoga mat and you are performing yoga postures, you encounter your physical boundaries, physical blockages, as well as psychological and emotional boundaries, where you feel irritated, where you criticize yourself, where you compete with others. These are some of the, this is what I call ego posture. So I teach people how to convert ego posture into yoga posture. And so that is why, because you come across ego posture everywhere you go in your life. So yes, it is very useful in everyday life, in facing all kinds of challenges in relationship, in business life, everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We are faced with the challenges, and then we create our own challenges just with the thoughts in our minds. So,
exactly, thoughts in our mind, because this is what I teach, that 99% of your thoughts are totally repetition of what you think all day long. Every time you have a reaction, you are replaying the same old tape. So most of the reactive thoughts have no creative value. And most of our thoughts that we encounter, that our mind emits, is worthless and or sometimes self-destructive, because they are reacting based upon our past conditioning. So that just like, that means wastage of energy, because every time you have an emotional thought, emotionally charged thinking, reactive thinking, you are using up your life force that is carrying out life-giving processes we call involuntary functions. So the same energy that carries out the healing processes in your body is used up in a emotional negative thinking, then you don't heal fast enough. And
mm-hmm.
your energies are abusively used up by you. And most people don't even know that's how they get sick. That's why they suffer from fatigue, because it is not the iron poor blood, I say. It is because you are abusing your energy by being engaged in a self-destructive thoughts, emotions, and attention.
And how do you tell them to change that? I call it change the channel. But how do you integrate that with... with what you're doing?
So there is yoga teaches some of the breathing techniques. See, when you learn how to breathe correctly, you are interrupting your thinking pattern, because your thoughts and your breath are very deeply interrelated. So what I say is, your breath is grosser than your mind, but subtler than your body.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be used as a bridge between mind and body. So if you want to interrupt your thinking that is negative, you can use breath as a way to change it. And there are other many techniques, but that one people can really understand. And then another way you can interrupt it is, instead of reacting to the situation, introduce the meditative choiceless awareness, so that you don't react to your reaction. So, and that helps you to see the things in the light of consciousness, which changes from subjective, self-destructive reaction to objective, clear thinking. And that solves the problem.
Mm-hmm. You know, what would you tell people now that everyone is very worried about finances? The things are changing around the world, and everybody has their little niche of worrying about their financial security. What would you tell them?
So the people who are worrying about it are not only the people who have financial problems. Some people they live in the self-image of in that I am not secure. And some people have adopted that as their way of feeling, thinking, and living. And so they find something or other to be insecure with. And now it may be about money. Before it was about children. Before that it was about career. So I teach how to interrupt your false self-image that you identify with and use it to worry about, to create anxieties about something. Because people, if they are reacting with their false self-image, they're not solving it, they're just worrying about it. So that's where I teach how to change your thinking. So from rationalizing thinking to what you are emotionally upset about, to reason. Because rationalized thinking is actually disturbed by your own emotions and insecurities and your fears. As a result, you're not solving anything. You are, on the contrary, projecting the problems where there are none. So I teach how to dismantle your false imagination that are more rooted in your self-concept and insecurity that you identify with.
Well, I know it's just wonderful being in your presence. Just being with you, you get that feeling that all is well and everything is exactly the way it's supposed to be, and you just carry that presence with you so great.
Yes, because, see, that is called, in India, that is called the guru, and that is the difference between teacher and a guru. Why? Because guru has practiced what he's teaching about, and his delivery has the presence that also gets transmitted as energetic transmission along with verbal transmission. So when two are combined, there is a powerful impact. And so I have been practicing yoga, the in-depth yoga, the real yoga, for many, many years. I studied under a great master in India. Yes.
Now, somebody once told me that yoga, or masters, have bad days too. They just don't write about it. What do you say about that?
Masters what?
Masters have bad days too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They just don't write about it or talk about it.
Yes, because they know that when they talk about it to the wrong person, they don't have a listening. That mm-hmm. is what, when Christ was saying, if you have ears hear and eyes see, what he meant is these people were not ready to hear. Mm-hmm. That is why some of the masters, they don't say, they say it in the right condition, at the right time, to the right person, then it communicates properly and the impact is made.
Mm-hmm. Very good answer. Thank you.
Yes, you're very welcome.
The yoga of relationships, it's about transforming and how we relate to each other, and how does that work?
Yes, I teach also yoga of relationship, because how the yogis see the relationship. If I were to explain it to you, I would quote Christ. He will say, love thy neighbor as thyself. So the real ability to love anybody is rooted basically in your ability to bring harmony within yourself and love yourself. Because most people, they are divided in two, because one part of them says one thing and says, I want to get up in the morning, I want to do yoga, I want to do exercise, I want to eat moderately, and there is another part that resists it. That means,
there's the other part that, right, it resists
right.
it.
In other words, you have a wishy-washy decision. You wish it, then part of you wants it too much. So I teach yoga nidra, where you learn how to go beyond different blockages on different levels in your body, mind, emotions. And each level carries a certain amount of stress. So when you relax to that level, that stress is eliminated. That channel opens up. Then you go to a subtler level, mental disturbances that are unconscious. You clear that up and you go even deeper in relaxation. And when you go to the deepest level relaxation, you are deeply integrated. And when you are deeply integrated, anything that you say, any prayers that you say, are answered by the divine presence that is already always present within you, that comes through you, because you have learned how to open the channel to communicate, to establish communion with your own higher self.
That's very interesting.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
We want to sign up for a weekend with you.
Yes.
Can you tell our listeners how they can reach you? And if
a little bit about your retreat center in Salt Springs, too.
Yes. In our retreat center at Salt Springs, we conduct yoga teachers training. That 500 hour that is matching with the national standard that is required. We also conduct yoga nidra professional training, so that the people who are in the holistic health fields, because they all need how to help their clients. So we have many people who are in holistic professionals. They come to learn yoga nidra because they help their patients, their clients, to open their channels that are blocked through this technique, and then they have sometimes spontaneous, miraculous healings that happen. Why? Because they already connected with the domain of grace that is already always present, if you know how to get there or how to connect with it. So that's what I teach.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Do you have any events coming up?
Yes, we have events. We have, I think people can look at our website. Our website,
okay,
where people can find out who we are and what we offer. It is www.amrityoga.org. I would spell Amrit. AMRIT, like a toy, yoga, YOGA, .org.
Amrit,
AmritYoga.org. So That's where they can find all the information. And our phone number is 352-685-3001.
Okay, so your events are posted on the website, and that's a telephone number to contact your office. We have about 5 more minutes before we sign off. So do you have any words of wisdom that you would like to share with our listeners?
Yes. You cannot solve the problem by the same consciousness that created to begin with. Your ego mind created all the problems, so you cannot go to your ego mind and ask for help and solve it. Most of the psychotherapists and many treatments, not all, are often trying to solve it by thinking and understanding intellectually. They need to learn how to go to the next level, which I use for people to release themselves from the old bad habits, phobias, fears, and all kinds of habits that destroy their health, their peace of mind, their relationships. So Yoga Nidra is based upon how to go to that part of you that you don't even know it exists to support you. And that is the domain of divine part, the spiritual being that we are, and how to access that. And so our property, by the way, you were asking about Salt Springs, where we are located. We are about 2 hours from Orlando, 2 hours from Jacksonville, and about an hour and a half from Gainesville. We are near Ocala, in the middle of the large state forest, on a beautiful lake, beautiful lake. So we have beautiful property, very powerful retreat for people to find the rest and relaxation and come and attend the program and restore the, and use any transition you are going through into transformative process. So what I say, when people go through midlife crisis, they know what they don't want, but they don't know what they want. Therefore, they go back to their old patterns and relive the same thing that they just passed as a midlife crisis.
Mhm. That's well put. They know what they don't want, but they don't really know what they want. And that's part of the reason that we created the Living Watch series. And this week is the topic is inner strength and alignment with your purpose. If you don't know your purpose, then you don't.
We are born for. We are born on this planet for the destiny that brings us closest to the divine possibilities. The potential that we are born with, that is the purpose for our life here.
Well, I know that area in Florida, and it's an absolutely beautiful area. I can only imagine what your retreat center is like up there. And Sherry and I had the privilege of experiencing you on the Taste of Health cruise, and just the learning about you that week has really been a positive change in our lives, and I'm so grateful that you put the time into this interview and sharing with our listeners. It's I hope it reaches people in the same way that it's reached me and Sherry. So we want to thank you, Yogi Desai, for your presence.
I want to thank you for doing the beautiful work of reaching out to people. Both you, Patty, and Sherry, are doing great work. Continue.
Thank you. Thank you. You've given us so much information to listen to and think about. I really, really appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to meeting with you again in person.
Yes, and right now I have some people who came who...
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.